Good evening, everyone. I call the February 26, 2024 City Council meeting to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser?
Here.
Mr. McElroy?
Here.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Here.
Eight present.
Thank you. Councilman Ricks, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the
Good evening, everyone. At this time, we're going to do general communications. This is the announcement of congratulations, condolences, or community events. I have one of congratulations to our Sergeant of Arms here, Paul Wells, who successfully trained a canine to pass the North American Police Work Dog Explosive Certification. So congratulations. And Paul does a great job for us serving our city, and he is training up these canines to protect us as well. So congratulations, Mr. Wells. Are there any other announcements from council members under general communications? Okay, hearing none, we're going to move to executive communications. And this will be a report by Finance Director Peter Schaefer regarding fiscal year 24 mid-year budget projections. We just make sure his mic is on.
Got it. Thank you. And I'm sorry I wasn't here at the beginning of the month. I took the little test. I had a little cold, I thought. Took the little test, the two red lines, so I wasn't here. But I gave you the report over a month ago. Just so you know, there's a column in the report on projected 23, which is based upon what I submitted to you in October in terms of the results for 23. We got the final draft of the audit late Friday. We should have that done, and you should have a copy of it. Probably not the end of this week, but the beginning of next week. And the numbers are pretty close to what we projected in October, a little better for the school department, who had a little surplus, a little worse for us. But still, the numbers are good. But let's just talk about, and I have to do this for state law and requirement of the charter, our mid-year forecast. I would say it looks like our property taxes are going to be about $1 million better than we estimated when we approved the budget in May. The levy's up $800,000. You'll remember that we were working with the update on values. We had higher rates advertised. Neil got final values. We were able to reduce the rates and still comply with the maximum levy provided in the tax resolution. Neil believes abatements are going to be lower than budgeted by about $900,000. Things that he thought they might be higher because we just did an update, but they're holding true. collection rate looks like it's going to be a little lower. It was very aggressive at 99.5% because we don't have the cars anymore, which has always been the problem. Looks like it's going to, right now I'm estimating about 99.2%. State aid is up about $1.1 million. Housing aid, the school department got some projects done this summer that we're going to get reimbursement on. Warwick Next School, a few other things. So it was about $400,000 higher than what we'd budgeted. And then the school aid was up $700,000, although that's not, doesn't really help us because, you know, the mayor and the council acted to pledge that additional school aid to the school department. On interest, I mean, the interest rates have stayed high. We expect to collect about $1 million more than we budgeted, and we were pretty aggressive, I thought, but when you're getting close to 5% on your idle cash, you're making a lot of money. So, and interest on past due taxes has surprised me. We lowered the estimate in that area, and the council approved it because a lot of that has usually been car taxes, no more car tax, but it's held up pretty well. So we're up about $800,000 on interest on past due taxes. In other categories, hospitality was, we were aggressive and all of that's holding up. Hotel, meal tax, airport, looks good. The one thing that we're gonna miss our estimate on this year is the sale of the city property. We're gonna get 2.5 million, but we're not gonna get it this year. We've collected 600,000. Tom seems pretty, Tom is very comfortable we're gonna get it all eventually, hopefully next year. So overall, we're going to meet our estimate, but it's not going to be in fiscal year 24. On expenses, debt service, we're about $600,000 short. We decided to do a bond issue in September, $20 million. We hadn't budgeted the interest payment on that. But the fact of the matter is, if we had, our investment earnings would have been not much greater. So really, it's a wash. But we will are short about $600,000 on our interest payments on the bond issue in September. You know, it's been hard to recruit. We've got some good personnel savings, over $3 million across fire, police, public works, administrative departments. It even looks within that, it even looks like we're running a small surplus in the fire department, which is unprecedented. A lot of it because of that SAFER grant that we received. I'm looking at energy costs, about $300,000 lower than what we budgeted, partly because of our effective use of the solar farms that we have, but also just because of decline and slight decline in prices across the board, whether it's gasoline compared to what we estimated or electrical costs. And then on expenses of Warwick Public Schools is $700,000 greater than what we approved in May because of the later action by the council to pledge the school aid. So the budget that we approved in, that you approved in May was based upon the use of fund balance of $7.1 million to fill the difference between revenues and expenses. And there was a lot of talk about that. That's a structural deficit. Well, based upon these things that have happened, that structural deficit is now down to $2.7 million. So that's the kind of deficit, current year operating revenues versus current year expenses. We're only gonna have to use, right now it's, I'm projecting a little under $3 million as opposed to the $7 million that we expected when you approved the budget in May. So that really completes my report, Mr. President.
Thank you, Director Schaefer. And as Director mentioned, he sent this memo to the council, and we will make this public as well. If it's not already, we'll be happy to put that on the council website as well, if members of the public would like to review it as well. So thank you, Mr. Schaefer. Next up is A, the acceptance of the minutes from the council meeting held on February 5th. Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe. Favorable action. Do I have a second? A second by Councilman McElroy and Councilman Gephardt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Next up on the agenda is public comment. I just wanted to say last call here if there's anyone who wanted to sign up for a public comment. Okay. Rule 41, after general communications and prior to the consent calendar at the last regularly scheduled meeting of the City Council each month, there shall be a period of time not to exceed 30 minutes during which citizens may comment about Warwick City government issues subject to the following stipulations. The total period of time for public comment shall not exceed 30 minutes. Comments need to be brief in order to allow as many citizens as possible to participate. Each citizen signed up and present shall have not to exceed 5 minutes to speak, provided, however, that if more than six citizens are signed up and present, the 30 minutes will be split evenly among speakers. Time shall not be transferable among speakers. The topics for comment shall be issues directly affecting city government. City Council members will not respond to questions during the public comment period. The public comment session will terminate at the expiration of the earlier of all speakers concluding their allotted time, or 30 minutes. Waiver of this provision requires unanimous vote of the council. So we have one individual who signed up this evening, and that is Richard L.
Richard Langseth, Bud Long Farm in Warwick. I went to a statewide planning freight advisory committee meeting that was held at the RIAC boardroom a couple of weeks ago. And RIAC put up a slide showing that the noise berm is gone on Strawberry Field Road and that they don't plan on doing anything south of Strawberry Field Road, probably because they have to go before City Council to get approval. They've moved the freight terminal to the north a little bit, and then they said that they have to build the rotary for the trucks to get to the terminal. You know, we've talked about this several times. They said that they're going to put it out to bid to build the rotary. They said that the rotary would cost about $4 million. And they said that they were going to use state transportation money to fund the rotary, not FAA money. So last Saturday, not this Saturday, but the Saturday before, I went on a little drive down the airport connector during the snow squall, and there was a DOT snowplow in front of me. So I followed the snowplow through the airport, and it's flashing lights. I don't know how high they are. They might be 11 feet or, you know, perhaps 12 feet. And then they had a load of sand on the truck. And when it went under the flyover, if you bring somebody to the airport, you go on the flyover to the upper deck. And if you're going to pick somebody up, you go to the lower deck, and there's a bridge. And that truck just barely cleared the bridge where they're going to build the rotary. And then when it goes to the other end where parking lot B is, there's another merge, and you have to go under that bridge. And those bridges are well less than 13 feet clearance, which means when they build a rotary, they have to dig down into the ground to make the road lower so that the trucks can go through there. And that brings up a drainage problem. Where does the stormwater go that goes into this depressed rotary? The point is, we are nowhere near resolution about how to build this freight terminal. Now they're backing off on some of their promises. And as I understand it, we're still before the U.S. Court of Appeals. City Council and the mayor brought this attention to the court in Washington. And I certainly hope that the city fathers, the mayor, and the city council know that this is far short of resolution. And we need to keep our eyes open and our ears open about what this airport corporation is going to do. The presenter at that meeting was a fellow by the name of Nicholas Pearson. He's a vice president of the airport. His prior engagement was the San Bernardino Airport in the Los Angeles area. Now, San Bernardino is basically a freight airport, with its major facility being Amazon. So Mr. Pearson is an expert on how Amazon operates at airports. Now, I've been told by several people that Amazon plans to move into the North Terminal once UPS and Federal Express goes to the South. And what we have here is just a cancer of freight operations going into the airport. So I'm just saying for one more time, let's have our ears open. Let's have our eyes open. This airport corporation is not friendly to the city of Warwick, and we really need to get to the bottom of this. And I do thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir. If you're following with us at home, we've just done public comment. We're now going to do the consent calendar. I'm going to give the Councilman Howe a second here. And once we finish the consent calendar, we're going to go back into the Finance Committee meeting. We still have a couple items to discuss in finance. So we are on page 2 of the agenda. We just finished public comment. Once I get the thumbs up from Councilman Howe, all right. First up is PCR 16-24, a resolution relative to bids, committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilwoman Travis and Councilman Lattiser and Councilman Gephardt. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Bid 2024-388 Bravo, bid 2024-349, bid 2024-388 Alpha, bid 2024-331, bid 2024-389, 2024-390, 2024-379, 2024-350, 2024-373, 2024-381, 2024-342, 2024-051, 2024-383, 2024-384, 2021-372, 2024-380, 2024-367, 2024-393, 2024-375, 2024-376, 2024-374, 2024-391, 2016-268, and 2021-295. That concludes the bid.
Thank you, Councilman Howe. And all those bids were discussed in the finance meeting earlier this evening. Are there any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening for members of the council? Okay. Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on the consent calendar.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Yes. Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, consent passes.
Thank you. And I believe one item has been moved to withdraw.
Yes, Mr. President. Formerly bid 2024-104 is now PCR 17-24, a favorable action to withdraw. Move favorable action.
Favor to... do a roll call vote. A vote for favorable action is to withdraw. The clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Yes. Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi? Ms. Travis? Yes. 8 yes, withdraw.
Thank you. Motion to withdraw. At this time, I'm going to ask that the Finance Committee meeting resume, and we will do that at this time. Thank you.
Good evening. The time is 7:39 and the Finance Committee is open again for business. May I have an acceptance for the minutes for the committee meeting held on February 5th, 2024? Yes. I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Item PCR 9-24, formerly bid 2024-311, purchase installation of electronic equipment for Harbormaster boats. Representing is Chief. Good evening, Chief. You want to open up?
Sure. Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate it. Good evening to you and the committee and the council. I have a brief statement after which myself and Harbormaster Barris, as well as Director Riley or the purchasing director, is happy to take any questions. Two council meetings ago, there were some questions raised as to formerly bid 2024-311. for the purchase and install of new electronic equipment for the Harbor Master. The administration stands by this bid and the recommendation that it be awarded to Edgewood Outfitters, LLC. First, a question was raised as to the bid process. And let me assure the committee that the city met our legal obligations. This bid was posted physically, as well as advertised electronically on both the city website and on BidNet. Additionally, the information was emailed to those who signed up for the vendor list, which is kept by the purchasing department. Any vendor or potential vendor for services provided to the city can be added to this list, as well as the list for any other service that the city might go out to bid for. All they need to do is contact the purchasing department and they'll be put on it. A second, questions were raised as to the technology and the cost being associated, which is being sought by the Harbor Master. I would note that the Harbor Master is working within the budget, which the council approved in FY23 of $120,000 for Harbor Master boat expenditures from ARPA. As you may recall, the Harbor Master was able to acquire a new vessel for the department without utilizing that full $120,000. Including the expenditure before you tonight, the Harbor Master is still under budget. The equipment contained in this bid was not something that was plucked out of thin air, but based on the needs assessment conducted by the Harbor Master himself. Jeff Barris has been with the city for 32 years now, first as an assistant Harbor Master and as chief Harbor Master. He knows what equipment his department needs to function at the necessary level, and Jeff has our utmost confidence, and we stand by his recommendation both in substance and in outcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. I know that we had lengthy discussion on this last week. Mm-hmm. I know that there was a lot of inquiries, so I'll start and go through the process. If there's any questions or follow-up comments by this committee. Councilman Gebhardt.
I would just give our thanks for the follow-up on this. I believe the whole council received some explanation from the vendor, as well as had the opportunity to ask questions. So much appreciated. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any questions or comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll reserve my comments when this comes to the floor.
Okay. Well, we're in committee. Now's the time to discuss it. We're going to make a recommendation if you have something to add to it.
More comments. So, like I say, I'll wait till it comes to the floor.
Okay. Members of the public. Is there a recommendation on this committee?
Thank you very much.
Move favorable action.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
PCR 12-24, formerly bid 2022-060, statistical reappraisal of real estate value, property located within the corporate limits of the City of Warwick, effective December 31st, 2024. Good evening, Director. Please identify, and you have the floor. Oh, hold on. We're going to turn on your microphone, I think.
I'm all set.
Thank you. Please reintroduce. I'm sorry, Director. Please reintroduce.
I'd like to just give you a big picture.
Please reintroduce.
Peter Schaefer, Finance Director.
Thank you, sir.
I just want to give you a minute on the big picture here. You know, Neil thinks to do the full revaluation with a contractor would cost close to $1.6 million. And I know, I believe Cranston just spent over $1.2 million to do it. And he's come up with a plan for a hybrid revaluation. And he's certain he can cut the cost to $800,000, maybe $700,000. But there's certain things that he can't be absolutely certain on. But that's a big difference. And when we do updates, we get reimbursed for a substantial part of it by the state. But the full revaluation, it's all on our own, and we have to get it done. So we've got one contract here to extend the previous contract with Vision to do certain things.
He's going to be coming back to you to do a flyover in December of 2024 so that he can pick up all the properties that have been developed since the time that they did inspection, so we don't miss something. He's going to be coming back with some technology issues to help compare the results of the flyovers. And then he will come back probably with an additional contract with Vision or some other appraisal firm for additional inspection assistance. He's flying a little blind here because this is unprecedented, doing this to save this, to try to save this kind of money. He's not absolutely certain his staff. We did some reclassifications on a two or three people to expand their duties. But he's hoping to do this instead of for $1.6 million for under $800,000. So you have to bear with me here. So this is the first part of it you have here is the first part of the Vision contract. We only have $150,000 budgeted this year. That's about where it will be. Most of it will be into the next fiscal year. And then you're going to have some other things that come up. So, but I think this is great. That the issue that has come up, that came up especially, I guess, at the last meeting, was that there's a price here at $359. He thinks he's only going to spend $322. And I've asked the question of him, well, why don't we just lower the cost to $322? He wants this built in case he can't meet the deadlines. And frankly, these companies aren't too happy about what he's doing. I mean, this is their bread and butter doing the full revaluation. There's really only two firms out there that would bid on this. And so it's a public record what he's proposing here. We're only going to pay them for work they do. So it's, I mean, sometimes you'll see Christie come up with $4 million for road resurfacing. We're not going to do $4 million, but we're getting a price. And we're getting the price here. The contract, he doesn't want to switch the price because he's discussed this with him to get to this number. And he's still extremely hopeful that his staff will be able to perform two parts of this, and we won't pay them for that full amount. So that's where we are. I'm looking for your help on this. We're trying to save. Sometimes it's harder to save money than to spend money. I mean, really, that's the situation we're in, because it's a new thing for him. It's hybrid. I'm hoping other communities are going to look at us and decide, well, this is the way we should be doing it. But it's going to be a little confusing on the bidding. You're going to see three more contracts. I think we're going to get there for under $800,000, maybe only $700,000.
Thank you so much, Director. I appreciate the extensive discussion and clear explanation on that. Thank you so much. Are there questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council that have not already been asked and addressed? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening, Director. God help us if there's plans to make this bid process more confusing. I hope I didn't understand that correctly. But my question at the last meeting, and no one was able to provide at least a clear answer to it, is on July 20th, 2022, the mayor signed a bid package containing item 2022-060 that increased the contract award to $70,000. In your amendment, or the amendment at least that you signed off on the 3rd of February, 2023, it says in line three, there is additional compensation of $69,000 for this addendum, bringing the total up to $358,000, not $359,000. So what is the correct number? Is the correct number what the council approved of $70,000 additional? Or is it what you approved of $69,000? Because there's a $1,000 difference there. And I'm just looking for an explanation as to what occurred.
Well, it's too bad I wasn't here. I didn't realize it was a $1,000 issue here, and I don't have the answer for you.
Yeah, that's really too bad, because there was a lengthy conversation on this council floor about it, so I'm surprised no one brought it to your attention.
I think what you're talking about is final payments in for the update that we did as of June 30, 2022. We haven't spent any of this $359 that's before you. This is for the new revale, and then there's going to be three more steps to it.
That's not what I'm talking about. Mr. Chair, if I may approach the director.
Certainly, but I want to go on record. This has been on hold for a month, and these are all questions you could have easily sent to the director and got answers to. And then you could have gone ahead and questioned.
I asked all the questions on the council floor at the last meeting.
And you could have easily communicated with the administration. You did not do that. Thank you. You don't like being interrupted. Don't interrupt me as I'm speaking.
Correct. That's the one that you signed. This is the one that was approved by us.
And this goes back,
which was $70,000.
This goes back to 2000, the previous revaluation. That's what we approved the additional payment for. It's got nothing to do with this, what we're doing for the next revale.
Has nothing to do with it. This says we amended it by $69,000. What the council amended it by was $70,000. That's what I'm asking about. Which one is correct?
But this is for the revaluation we did as of 12/31/22.
I was going to ask, Councilman, could you back up, please, so that there's no interference on the mics? Thank you.
Sure. So that has nothing to do with this.
Yes, that has nothing to do with that. That's my understanding from talking to the assessor. And, you know, he has a problem being here because of his wife's employment. But that's my understanding.
All right. So
the $359,000, we have not spent in, the amount that's on the docket here for $359,000, we have not spent any of that.
I'm not talking about what you spent. I'm talking about what you're looking for approval to spend. I've got
I'm looking
one
for
document
approval.
That says we increased it by 70. We have another one that says it was increased by 69. To 358 versus 359. That's
okay.
I'm
going to ask, Councilman, you showed him the evidence. Yeah. If you wouldn't mind having a seat, and then what we'll do now, so that it's not a back and forth and over each other, we'll go through the chair from now on, go back to Robert's Rules of Orders. Councilman, do you have a specific question for the finance chair?
I didn't hear you, Mr. Chairman. What did you say?
Do you have a specific question for the director? Thank you.
I mean, all I can tell you, Mr. Chairman, is that I spent some time this afternoon with Neil going over this, because I know the question got asked, how much of this $359,000 has already been spent? The answer is zero. That's the answer he gave me.
Yeah.
This is for the full reval that we're doing as of 12/31/24.
Understood. Thank you.
And then there will be three more parts to it. So I don't want anyone to be surprised when I come back with a flyover, additional money for vision. All I'm telling you is we're going to be able to do this for under $800,000 instead of spending $1.6 million.
Understood. Thank you. Are there any further questions from members of the council? Are there questions from members of the public? Are there questions from members of the public? May I have a recommendation from the committee?
Move favorable action.
I'll second that. Oh, okay. Thank you. No, that's okay. We have a motion. We have a second from Councilwoman Travis. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. The time is now 7:54 and the Finance Committee is closed.
Good evening again. It's now 7:55 and we're going to move back into the full council meeting. So if you are following us, we have done the roll call, general communications, executive communications, acceptance of the minutes. We did public comment and we did the consent calendar. So now we are moving on to page 3 on the agenda, which is unfinished business. First up is PCR 9-24, which is now 2024-311, committee report finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
And second by Councilwoman Travis and Councilman Gephardt. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in finance? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. So I'm sure you'll all recall the comments that I made and the questions that I had at the previous meeting regarding this particular bid. Since that time, I've done a little of my own research. I have a lot of experience in boating and electronics. And in doing the research, I still believe that there's components to this bid that are overkill, what I had said previously. There are parts of it that I think are absolutely necessary. And where I am today is more of a position of a problem with the process. We heard at the last meeting that the purchasing director said it's the vendor's responsibility to find out what's up for bid. That isn't business friendly to me. And you heard me testify that a lot of the businesses we have in Warwick are small operations. They do everything. They do the installs, they do the labor, they do the bookkeeping, they do the bidding, they do everything. I think that as a community, as a city, that we would want to encourage vendors to bid. Not just say, it's on the city website, it's on the Secretary of State's website, you know, go find it. It is a maze for some of us, including myself, to get through these websites. It is convoluted to negotiate through our very own bid package because we're not being provided information in the bid package. We gotta go research it, et cetera, et cetera. So in looking at what has been bid or requested to bid, I also have concerns with items in this bid that are left ambiguous. It's left up to the vendor to decide what to do or what to provide or what to bid on. And that's not fair because you have different vendors bidding on different things as to what they feel is required. And there were four or five items in this that were just like that. But what I'm seeing is if this were reduced to another level or two below the equipment or the size of the equipment, I think it's fair to say that we could save several hundred dollars. Maybe we could save a little bit more. My problem with it is penalizing a vendor. The vendor had nothing to do with the efforts that were put out there or not put out there to seek bidders on this. The vendor bid what was asked of them to bid. So, doing full circle, I will be supporting this item. I still disagree with some of the things that are in there. But to send this back out for a rebid, I think it would be punishing the vendor and punishing the harbor master. The harbor master, his department has been overlooked for years, with equipment, with salaries. Look at the salary of the harbor master today. Look at it from 10 years ago. The department has been neglected for years. And to have him be in this position now to have to go back out for bid and start all over again, I think we would probably more than expend the cost savings on the equipment. But I feel, as I said earlier, that the whole bid process that needs to have an overview. We need to become, this is my opinion now, we need to become more aggressive in soliciting vendors and approaching vendors to bid on this stuff, not to leave it up to them to have to do this. And by the way, if you can't navigate through the maze of internet stuff, then too bad for you. I don't think that's good. But I also don't think it's right for me to vote no on this and penalize the vendor and the harbor master because I don't agree with what got us here in the first place. So with that said, I will be voting in support of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions or comments? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have just some follow-up comments. As I listen to Ms. Lattiser, I want to make clear, for clarification to the people listening, to my colleagues, Mr. President, that any and all information that's available is available not only online, but I know for a fact that it is easily accessible because we have people that have offered to print up the information that's needed. So nothing's convoluted. What I have issue with, and Mr. President, I'll go through you, but this is my issue with Councilman Lattiser's statement, is while he spoke on this bid, he still found time to take pop shots at the bidding process that was done, that could have been done in the month. He took opportunity to take pop shots at the material that was purchased for the boat. And then he softened it up by saying, oh, the harbor masters don't work enough. The same harbor masters that came to us took the time to write up the recommendation to go for the boat. The same people that have went out and got the answers for the last month. The reason why, and I'm not going to be fooled by what Councilman Lattiser is saying, the reason why he did not want to say it in committee is because then those people would have an opportunity to respond. And when you can throw just veiled information out there where no one can respond, it's unfair. This was passed. This was vetted by the committee, by this council, by the administration, and it was all done completely legally. It was done with full transparency. And if he wants to go and his personal opinion has changed the bidding process, wonderful. Go ahead and look into it and check it out. But I want to say I commend this committee, the Finance Committee, and my colleagues for doing the right thing. And I commend the administration, the harbor master, the planning director, and the purchasing director for getting the information they need and presenting a good and viable bid and getting this done. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments at this time from members of the council? Okay, it has been moved and second, so the clerk will call the roll for favorable action. Yes.
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 Thank you, motion passes. Number two this evening under unfinished business is PCR 12-24-2022-060, committee report, finance.
Move favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by, anyone want a second? Second by Councilman Ricks. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action. Yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes. We're now moving on to new business. There is none. So now we're to referrals and advertising. PCO 1-24, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, Allen Bang Realty, Worldwide Real Estate, petitioners. For the plat of 260 lots 38 and 390 and 211 Centerville Road. Unanimous consent. Ward 2, anything to docket under unanimous consent?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4? Ward 5? Ward 6? Ward 7 passes. Ward 8? Ward 9? Councilwoman Travis.
If there be no further business of this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
All those in favor to move in docket session, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? We are now in the docket session. I just want to remind my colleagues during the docket session that we have a sitting ARPA for neighborhood projects docketed at this time. We already have one. So if you have any, you want to get it to the solicitor as soon as possible, because the next meeting is a week from tonight. So if you have some, please get it to him as soon as possible. Ward 2, anything to docket this evening?
Pass.
Ward 3.
Yes, Mr. President, one item. I am docketing this on behalf of Mayor Bocozzi and in collaboration with Mayor Bocozzi, a resolution memorializing the General Assembly to enact legislation, a merely state law, to provide the mayor of the city of Warwick with the appointments to the Rhode Island Airport Corporation Board of Directors.
I already have that docketed in airport.
I apologize. That's docketed. Right. Okay. Thank you.
We'll add Councilman Howe as a co-sponsor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
I have one. It's a previously docketed item regarding ballot election integrity, which was assigned a PCO 27-22. I'll need to get this changed to be a resolution, so I'm requesting it to be reassigned a PCR number.
Yeah, sure. And it'll be an intergovernmental committee. Anything else, Councilman?
No, thank you. No. That's all I have.
Okay. So it's going to be PCR 18.
PCR 18. Thank you. Yep.
Ward 6, anything to docket? Ward 7 passes. Ward 8.
I got 3. You're welcome. Resolution relative to changing the name of Home Loan Plaza.
Public properties.
Resolution of the General Assembly requesting the approval for the Rhode Island Coalition Against Domestic Violence as a nonprofit tax-exempt entity.
Intergovernmental.
And resolution to the state DOT in regards to the installation of a traffic signal / traffic calming measures and or other modifications that allow for residents to egress and ingress read Dunmore Road.
Intergovernmental. Ward 9. Okay, we are adjourned and we'll see you here next week.